live in the studio. Be there. Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Carr Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Carr Lane. I'll see you there.
It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
The wake-up call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. Time now for another edition of The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And if you want a toll-free long distance me, please do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Whoo, we have a lot to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And what should we talk about this morning? What should we talk about this morning? Let me see. Good news coming out of Washington, D.C. I was thinking, what can the Republicans do? What can they do to turn around these poll numbers? What can they do? You know, I'm sure that they've had meetings, they've had focus groups, they've had discussions, and they put their little heads together. The Republicans said, "What can we do? What can we do?" Because you know, we can lie about the polls only for so long, but after a while, it's like, "Oh well, dying." And it is what it is. What can we do to turn this thing around? What can we do? Well, thank goodness, you know, that they are all, you know, have that George Bush, boy George, can-do mentality. Can do. Yes, we can do it. Yes, we can do it. Yes, we can do it. So a group of House Republicans said, okay, I understand the poll numbers. I understand. We're going to fix it. We're going to turn it around. We're going to keep control of the White House. We're going to keep control of the House. We're going to keep control of the Senate. How are they going to do it? They're going to do away with bilingual ballots and transition and translation assistance at the polling places. That ought to get them some love out there, right? That ought to get them some love. They want to do away with bilingual ballots and translation assistance for people that are registered to vote. Ain't that some stuff? 56 lawmakers support the 1965 Voting Rights Act, but they say that the language assistance to voters provided throughout much of California undermines, let me just share what they say, it undermines national unity, it increased the risk of election fraud, and puts an undue burden on state and local governments. Oh, thank God they're looking out for us. Thank you, Lord, they're looking out for us, because they're concerned about undue burdens on state and local governments. How y'all like having to pay for No Child Left Behind, no federal money? How is that impacting on your state burden? Takes a load off, right? How y'all like having to vote for all of the changes for your driver's license? That takes a state load off too, doesn't it? Because this is a government that's all about taking a load off of state governments. They're concerned about unity after stealing an election. Oh, yeah. You're right. They don't want bilingual ballots. And that's something. You see, the Republicans, actually what their meetings were about, is okay. We found a way that we can get black people off from voting. We'll just lie and cheat and have all kinds of punitive things. We won't count their ballots in Florida. We'll electronically remove their votes in Ohio. We'll lose voting boxes in Ohio as well. Now, how do we get rid of these Hispanic voters? Because I know they're mad at us. It can't be good in California for non-English-speaking American citizens to vote. Because to vote, you have to be an American citizen, don't you? So they're saying American citizens who don't speak English shouldn't be able to vote. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? Whoo, I'm telling you. Open mouth and insert silver foot. These Republicans. That's what they came up with. That's what they came up with. All of their head knocking together, all of their midnight oil burning sessions, all of their strategic plans, they came up with, we've got to stop bilingual ballots and translation assistance at the polling place. Now, this is the party, right, that says we are reaching out to the Latino voters. I just hope that this is a wake-up call for everybody so that you understand what the Republican Party is trying to do. You know, they may say, we like some of y'all, but they don't mean it. That's a whole lot of 56 lawmakers. 56 of them. It undermines national unity. How does it undermine national unity when citizens are voting? Help me with that. Citizens are voting. And to have a ballot in another language undermines national unity. How? How would that be when citizens are out voting? Increases the risk of election fraud and puts an undue burden on state and local governments. Fraud happened well before any bilingual ballots were created. And remember, this is from the party that engaged in election fraud to get into the White House. They engaged in election fraud in a spectacular way. Now you're concerned about election fraud. Shut up and sit down. Nobody trying to hear what you're trying to say. Isn't that some stuff? Isn't that some stuff? It undermines national unity when American citizens who don't speak English vote. Mm-mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, and don't forget, I am looking for interns. I am looking for interns. The wake-up call is looking for Liz Brown and looking for some interns. It's a wonderful experience for people that are looking forward to find out about radio, research, exposure. You need to give me a call at 367-2743, 367-2743. Or you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. The phone number is 367-2743. Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Been trying to get on. I see now I'm at the call first thing in the morning. However, in reference to the administration with their lying and what they're doing behind the scenes as far as stopping people to vote, I really think that's the mindset that the majority of them have about not really wanting you to vote anyway. And if they could, they would prevent you. And as far as that mindset, we have to start, I really do believe, at the bottom and work our way up, dealing with a lot of our local elected officials. And, also, as far as if they could lie about how many people how many soldiers and citizens are dying over there in the war, they would lie about that, just like the lie about No Child Left Behind. They know that, that was a lie in the first place. It was just trying to get you riled up about, about our public school system, in which they're really just trying. That was just a smokescreen. It's just a continuation of lies. These people have a mindset of doing things, and I'm finding out within the local level, a lot of our black elected officials have that kind of mindset. What's your opinion about that?
Opinion about
The mindset of a lot of the local officials that are that have that type of mindset as far as what I call two-facedness.
Okay, I need some clarity on what you mean by two-facedness. I don't know. I can respond to agreeing or disagreeing with you, I need some clarity on what you're saying.
Well, in reference to how they can manipulate your mindset and believe in what they're saying, and behind the scenes they're saying something, their purpose is altogether something different.
That's part of unfortunately, that's a negative part of many people's human nature, that they're not honest about who they are and what they represent. And in some cases, in the area of elected officials, in the area of legislators, there's a lot of power and money that comes to people when they take those positions, and they know that they cannot, some of them know that they cannot keep their constituents if they are honest about what they are, what they're really doing and what they really think and what their real intentions are. So of course they're dishonest to their constituents, so they manipulate their constituents to say something about themselves that is not true.
I see.
So it happens.
I really think we need to call them out on this. Just like in the school board election and all. We had a lot of our local officials were agreeing with some of those negative candidates that they was portraying before.
How did that work out for them?
How does it work out?
How did it work out for the legislators or the elected officials that supported the wrong side of the issue on the school board issue? It didn't work out well for them, did it?
Well, no, it didn't.
Okay.
And we need to keep up that momentum in a lot of the elected races.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And, don't forget that Danny Glover is going to be in town for 2 days. On Wednesday, he's going to be speaking at St. Louis University. This is, of course, for the Reginald Clemens case. And also, he's going to be on the wake-up call of the Justice for Reggie Thursday. He's going to join Jamala Rogers and myself in the studio on the air. That's Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back at you after we take this break. 1-877-920-WGNU, revolution at lizbrown.com. Get to me.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand?
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes. But really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not. Because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare of Illinois and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer would move.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. Dougherty Ferry at 270. All roadways are reopened on the southbound ramp after an earlier stall. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 from 44 all the way into Marshall. You can expect traffic to be building there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry in Washington, Elizabeth. Traffic flowing freely. Northbound 55 from 141 to Lindbergh. No problems there. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge to 270 looks good. Westbound 44 from Lewis to Six Flags Allenton. There's still construction out there. Left lane is closed and there's some delays. And westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at Cleve's Landing looks good. However, the westbound approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic's building there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know that thousands of termites could be attacking your home and you don't even see them until damage is done? The Orkin Man knows. Call 1-800-ORKIN-MAN and get your free home inspection today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning and a chance this afternoon with a high in the mid-70s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 60. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, a chance for showers, high in the lower 70s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with a high in the upper 60s. Currently, we have partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 59. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning wake-up call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the wake-up call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick. Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Carr Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Carr Lane. I'll see you there. Are you feeling a little nervous about a possible downturn in the real estate market? You think that housing bubble is about to burst? Well, a lot of people are feeling just like you. So what can you do about it? Join me Tuesday morning at 7 when we talk to a member of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. You don't want to miss this. You'll get some answers. Be there.
That's Tuesday morning at 7 right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
That's what you say, for that I'll love you forever. You kept your word to me, for that I'll love you forever. A promise is a promise in my eyes.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Here's another opportunity because I am trying to plan your life. First of all, school board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. It is, there's some really amazing things going on, and you really need to be there at 7 o'clock tonight at Carr Lane School on Jefferson. But also, you know, Thursday, you know that Danny Glover is going to be in town Wednesday and Thursday. Kwaise Mfume is running for the United States Senate. He is coming to town, and there's going to be a discussion, a kickoff rally for fair wages and health care Thursday at 7:45. That's not 7:30, it's 7:45. Kwaise Mfume at Lane Tabernacle. Lane Tabernacle is 910 North Newstead. I'm sure you want to see this. I'm sure you want to be part of this. Also, there is a fundraiser for Kwaise as well. So,
We're trying to plan your life. We want you to know who's out there, who's coming to town, what's going on. Kwaise Nfume, running for the United States Senate. There will be a kickoff rally for fair wages and health care Thursday, May 11th at 7:45 at Lane Tabernacle. That's 910 North Newstead. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Ms. Brown, the truth will set you free. Ms. Brown, I can't thank you enough for bringing us these true facts, Ms. Brown. But as you, when you open up your program, Ms. Brown, would you also add in your statement, I'm hoping that you also say, as far as the 08 election is concerned, for the Democrats are concerned, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, John Edwards need not apply for that job. We don't need that up there. And I hope Howard Dean is taking notes of all this mess, Ms. Brown, for a party, a Republican party who can't even fix Medicare. But, Ms. Brown, I'm calling you about the St. Louis Public School System. I saw Superintendent Craig Williams grandstanding with Bessie Bruce last week at Cleveland High School, showing her how Cleveland's fallen in. Uh-huh. I want Craig Williams to know, Ms. Brown, like you said, I'm so glad you talk about this cat here. He needs to go take a class in Superintendent 101. First of all, the school was crumbling in before Peter and them got down there. It was under Roberti and that mess down there under Darnell and them. They didn't do nothing about it, Ms. Brown.
Well, wait a minute. In all fairness to Craig, C-R-E-G, $300,000 Williams, maybe this is an opportunity for everybody to be able to get into all of our schools and look at them instead of just the ones that Craig Williams wants to close up, shut down, and tear down. Okay, since when has the media been allowed in a school in the city of St. Louis to show how it is falling apart? Was the media allowed in the schools when the babies were poisoned?
No.
Was the media allowed in the school when the baby fell from the rail on his head? Was the media allowed in the schools when there was feces on the floors of the school because Sodexo's not cleaning up the schools?
No.
That was a PR piece, and the new board needs to understand that Craig Williams is going to use the media to kick them in, to blindside them.
Exactly.
To blindside them, and again, Craig Williams is we've been told that Craig Williams is over there hunkering down with Vince Schemel and with Darnetta Klingsdale Schemel, still trying to strategize and run this school board. The fact of the matter is that then what the current school board should do, what the members should do, is they should take the press into other schools. That's what they should do. They should open up the other schools for the press to see the conditions that our children are learning. Let's go look at the crowded classrooms that Craig Williams says that we have plenty of teachers for. Let's go look at the condition of the classrooms with Sodexo. Let's do a walking lunch tour of the food that our babies have to eat. The only reason that Betsy Bruce was allowed into any school right now is because Craig Williams is running an end game around the school board, trying to put pressure on the school board to vote in the way that he wants them to vote.
Ms. Brown, I agree with everything you said, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, have he ever heard of this thing that's called building maintenance? You keep money in there called building maintenance. You put the people back to work and keep the schools fixed up and repaired, Ms. Brown.
It's called Sodexo. What you do is fire Sodexo. What you do is fire them because they're the ones that have a multi-million dollar contract to keep these schools in place.
Well, Ms. Brown, I'm not for closing Cleveland High School. I'm for him. We already got enough schools closed, as you know, Ms. Brown.
That's
I'm for keeping that school open and going there and get a decent repair people to go in there and fix the school back up.
Hey, wait a minute. We have a solution. Why don't we take the $200,000 off of Craig Williams' $300,000 a year salary and start making some maintenance repairs in Cleveland? Okay.
That'll work, Ms. Brown.
I mean, the last superintendent made about $150,000.
We'll pay him that. That'll work.
Let's take $200,000. The only thing that Craig Williams can do is find a news camera to try to push an agenda and step around the school board. I would bet you this. I would bet you anything that I have that Craig Williams would not have taken a television camera into any school without running it by Darnetta Klingsdale or Francis. I guess he did. I guess he ran it by those two, and they said go ahead with it. They need to put him in his place. place. Exactly. They need to put him in his place. Got it wrong.
One more thing, I'll let you go. He need to take that camera and Bessie Bruce over to Columbia School where they say the little girl got pushed down. They tried to
there you go.
Get on her dress.
There you go. There you go.
Go over there and see what those teachers did and what those principals did, Mr. Williams, and go back and take a class in 101 being a superintendent. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
And you know, I think that this school board needs to, okay, since cameras are coming in the schools, let's open it all up. Let's open it all up. Let's take them on a lunchroom tour of the nasty food that we're feeding our children and how much it's costing them. Let's take them on a clean-up tour about how dirty our schools are with the Sodexo running it. You know, call we can call it the we're gonna call it the wake-up call tour. That's what we're gonna call it, the wake-up call tour. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Teachers, take notes. Heads up. The media is allowed in your school. Give them a call. Give them a call and bring them on in. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
Hey, this is Kelvin Sams of Kelvin's Corner here at WGNU Radio. People are always asking me, where are you? Where have you been? Are you still on the air? The answer to that question is, Mr. Click and I are here each and every Friday at 10 p.m. Tune in and we'll talk about any and everything. As always, I will do my best to be fair. Again, that's Friday nights at 10 p.m. here at WGNU Radio Free St. Louis. And remember to be fair, because life isn't.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Tehran. The president of Iran has written a letter to U.S. President George Bush, blasting him for the invasion of Iraq and compelling him to return the nation to religious principles. The 18-page document has not yet been made public, but it's the first such communication from an Iranian leader since the country went through its revolution at the end of the Carter administration back in 1979. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says that the Iraq war was started on a lie about weapons of mass destruction and has now engulfed the people of both nations. He also questioned why their research pertaining to nuclear technology is being interpreted as some type of threat to the Zionist Israeli regime. And yet another part of the correspondence suggests that President Bush has concealed important parts of the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington. The letter ends by urging Mr. Bush to return to religious ideology. A spokesman for the State Department says the letter does nothing to help resolve the current dilemma over the Iranian nuclear program. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day together.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Talk to me while I'm listening now. While this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, this love of a phone, won't you leave?
Talk to me. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And don't forget, I'm trying to plan your life. Tonight is the school board meeting. And Thursday, Danny Glover will be joining Jamal and I live in the studio for Justice for Reggie. Thursday. And then also on Thursday, Kwaise Mfume, who's running for the United States Senate, is coming to town for a fundraiser and also for a kickoff rally for fair wages and health care. That's Thursday at 7:45 at Lane Tabernacle. That's 910 North Newstead. For more information, you can call 533-0534. That's 533-0534. I want to talk about our good government. You know all that money that they gave states after 9/11. You ever ask yourself what did they do with that money? Well, let me give you a little something. In the Atlanta suburbs of DeKalb County, And this is the second most populous county in Georgia. It's home to the CDC. It's home to the FBI regional headquarters. Within a week after the attacks, officials there boasted that they had set up the nation's first local Department of Homeland Security. And when they did, they put in for and got all kinds of money. They got $12 million from Washington to set up, among other things, a police intelligence unit. Now, they didn't do so good in the beginning. Two of its agents were assigned to follow around the county executive. Their job to determine whether he was being tailed, not by Al-Qaeda, but by a district attorney investigator looking into alleged misspending. Did you feel what I just said? Your tax dollars went to hire agents to follow around the county executive to determine whether or not whether the county executive was being followed by an investigator that was looking into corruption. That's what your tax dollars went into. But it gets better. A year later, one of the plainclothes agent was seen photographing a handful of vegan activists handing out anti-meat leaflets in front of a honey-baked ham store. The police arrested the two vegan activists, and they demanded that they turn over the notes, because the vegan activists started taking down the license plates number of the people that were spying on them. Now remember, we live in America. Vegans can't stand in front of a honey-baked ham store and hand out flyers. So I guess our good government is really hot on the trail of protecting glazed ham. Money well spent, huh? There have been about a dozen cases in which city and local police, in the name of Homeland Security, have surveilled or harassed animal rights activists, anti-war protesters, union activists, even library patrons surfing on the net. Now this is different than what George W. Bush is doing. These are homegrown Barney Fifes. With your tax money, they're keeping us safe from people who don't like glazed hams. And we're talking about $100 million. No, hundreds of millions of dollars that of your tax money that's gone into this. You feel safe out there? You feel safe? Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Do you think that your police should be in the business of spying? Well, they can't even find the burglars that burgle your neighborhood. Now they should be in charge of spying? You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Weigh a little bit on the Israeli situation. Yesterday you expressed monies that was being sent to Israel. One question for me, maybe everybody would like to know, how does that money break down into funds going to every man, woman, and child?
It's about $500 for every Israeli citizen.
And that's on a yearly basis. So they're on corporate welfare, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Because they do not manufacture or distribute anything other than arms throughout the African areas, right?
I know of nothing that they are doing, yes.
Okay. I remember when Golda Meir was in charge of it, they were basically in arms deals and arms selling.
It's an amazing story. It is truly an amazing story. When you look at where the money's going, thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? If you took a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low major.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
It's really getting out of hand. Really ridiculous.
Now here's the crazy part. The price of gas is down in some places, a penny a gallon. The average price now $2.91, but some drivers say that's still too much, and many wonder if it's more than just a supply and demand thing.
Gas here in L.A. is still over $3.30 a gallon at most stations, leading some in the Senate, like Democrat Dianne Feinstein, to wonder if prices are being artificially manipulated.
We know that crude oil reserves are higher than average, yet prices have more than doubled over the past 5 years.
Feinstein told members at a Democratic hearing that she believes consumers have a right to know why they're paying so much. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Sing it in English. That's what the Senate says about the national anthem. It unanimously passed a non-binding resolution that says the song shouldn't be sung like this in Spanish or in any other language than English. Iraq's prime minister says that his nation is close to forming a new unity government. He says there are still a few jobs left to fill, but that should be taken care of in a few days. The UN Security Council meets again today, considering options to deal with Iran's determination to continue its nukes program. That could mean sanctions. Have you heard a lot about mumps this year?
The Centers for Disease Control says this mumps outbreak is still spreading. And if you haven't had mumps or haven't gotten vaccinated, there is plenty of vaccine available. Although Iowa is the state hardest hit, with more than 1,500 of the almost 3,000 cases reported, this outbreak of mumps has spread to a dozen other states.
KBC's Vic Ratner in Washington. David Blaine fell 2 minutes short of setting a new record for holding his breath underwater.
Oh, my gosh. He was, like, seizuring. Yeah. He was seizuring.
He started shaking. My heart's still racing from that.
He did his best. He started to convulse. I mean, he couldn't help it.
Well, some of the magician's fans in New York. This is ABC News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
There was some show at Universal Studios Theme Park in Florida early today, but wasn't planned.
The explosion sent deep red flames leaping over the trees here at Universal Studios. Their source was three trailers full of fireworks that had blown up. James Martin watched it burn.
Tons of black smoke. That was like gunpowder smoke just pouring off of it. And, you hear every once in a while a couple things popping off and see some sparks every once in a while.
It took Orlando firefighters more than an hour to get control of this blaze between the Back to the Future and Men in Black rides, but a Universal official says the trailers were the only property damaged. The bigger question now is what set off these fireworks in the first place. Bob Hazen, ABC News, Orlando.
For an actor trying to make it big, the Bronx may be miles away from Broadway, but as far as the producer of the hit musical Chicago is concerned, the borough is way too close. He's lowered the curtain on the high school production, which was supposed to debut on Thursday. The Bronx High School was charging $7 a seat. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the new mayor of Overland, in the midst of legal challenges as she tries to bring in her own police chief and city attorney, is facing a challenge for her job. Mayor Ann Persner defeated Mary Beth Conlin by 4 votes last month. Now Conlin is asking for a recount. Persner has tried to replace Police Chief Jim Herron and City Attorney Bob Herman, but a restraining order is keeping them in place until another court hearing on May 15th. St. Louis County Police are looking for a man missing since Friday. Floyd Brown's family fears for his safety. He is African American, 5'8" and 150 pounds. He is driving a gray 2004 GMC Envoy with Missouri license plate 746ABF. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Louis County Police at 314-889-2341. Finally this hour, Missouri Senator Kit Bond says he sees no evidence that President Bush's choice to head the CIA is anything but highly qualified for the position. Air Force General Michael Hayden was nominated to replace Porter Goss as director of the intelligence agency yesterday. Bond acknowledges the importance of keeping the CIA out of the Pentagon, but says Hayden has reassured him in that regard.
Having had a good visit by telephone with General Hayden, I think he clearly understands that intelligence is not just a military function, and there needs to be cooperation.
Bond spoke with Hayden by phone yesterday. He calls Hayden a man committed to maintaining constitutional rights and protecting the United States from terrorists. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Granite Works Spring Special. Granite Works is having a huge spring special. Some of the most unique granite you'll ever see, starting at just $38 a square foot. Mention the spring sale and get $100 off. Call 862-6300. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your local REMAX office. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to 270. Expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 at Sappington and 44. Look for stop-and-go traffic at Pockets. Westbound 270 at New Florissant all the way into 170. Slight delays there. Eastbound 70 from TRT's all the way to 79. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge all the way to 270. Expect normal traffic. Westbound 64 onto the 5570 split into the Poplar Street Bridge, as well as west northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge, as well as westbound 5570 from 3rd Street. You can expect slow traffic onto the PSP there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is starting to stack up a bit. Southbound Telegraph at Rivas Barracks. There's a report of water main work, so use caution as you roll up to those areas. And Manchester at Hanley, those traffic lights are not working. They're on red flash. Highway D at Double D, an injury accident, as well as Highway 21 at Goldman. There's a report of an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your local REMAX office. Are you heading home to a rental or your very own home? REMAX Heading Home will help you realize your dream of owning a home sooner than you think. To learn more, visit remaxheadinghome.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high in the mid-70s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms will continue with a low around 60. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon. A chance of showers with a high in the lower 70s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with a high in the upper 60s. Currently, we have cloudy conditions and 58 degrees at the studios of AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting 59 in clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The wake-up call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Car Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Car Lane. I'll see you there.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much, much, much to talk about. I know that there is so much stuff on people's minds nowadays. I was looking at this article came out a couple of days ago out of the New York Times, talking about how there's a new category of folks when we are evaluating people economically. We now have a new way of describing people. They're called the near poor. The near poor. And then here's a shocking statistic. In the 1980s, around 13% of Americans in their 40s spent at least 1 year below the poverty line. In the 1990s, 36% of people in their 40s did. The numbers for our time are not available, but just feel that. People are facing extraordinary economic challenges out here. Gas prices, health care costs. Just stay in here. And for some people, the fortunate few that are able to own their own homes, a lot of you have been tempted with this extraordinary housing market to sell that home. There's been a huge housing, there's just been an incredible market in the housing industry. And I'm here to tell you, because I like to do a reality check with everybody that listens to the sound of my voice. You need to think about selling your home. You need to think about this artificial situation that we're in, this housing bubble, if you will. And you need to be asking yourself, is this bubble going to burst? And what do I do to protect myself so I do not end up as one of the near poor? We're going to talk about this this morning with Mike Hauser. He is with the American Institute of CPAs. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. This housing bubble, I know that there's so many of my friends and I, we would sit around talking about the amazing costs or the amazing amounts of money that people were selling their homes for just last summer. But it feels like the market has significantly cooled off, at least here in St. Louis.
I think you're right. I listen to the news and you hear some parts of the country have a lot higher run-up in their real estate than we do here in St. Louis. But I agree, even the houses here in St. Louis have gone up.
So what should we do? I mean, first of all, why should we prepare? And what are we preparing for?
Well, what you said earlier about having a home is a very important part of what I think of being American. And we work very hard to become homeowners. And there's a risk out there that you can lose that home. You know, we can be out of work for a period of time. We could get hurt on the job, and therefore you're out of work and you're not having any income come in to pay your bills. So really what I was wanting to do when I was invited to come on the show is kind of talk about four or five things that we can all do as homeowners to really protect ourselves from having to sell your home if the price of those homes go down. And
okay, so what's step one?
Well, what I would tell everybody is to set up some sort of an emergency fund. And the rule of thumb on that, Liz, is you want to have roughly about 6 months of your hard expenses saved up in some sort of a account, maybe like a money market account that draws some interest on it, but liquid, meaning you can get it, you don't have to sell something at a loss to cover those 6 months of hard expenses.
And what is a hard expense?
That's a good question. Things that really we have to do regardless if we're working or not. You know, we still have to pay our mortgage. We all have to eat. You mentioned health insurance. That's a big deal. And then, you know, transportation costs. You might have a car payment. Just basic living expenses. You want to have about 6 months of those kind of in an emergency fund.
So we're talking about your electricity bill, your water bill, your gas bill, all of that. Those are the expenses that you need in order to just be able to get out of bed in the morning.
You got it. you know, some people, they say, I don't have 6 months of living expenses in my checking account. Another real economical way for folks to protect themselves would be to set up a home equity line of credit. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but it's a way that homeowners can go to the bank and say, you know what, my the price of my home has gone up a lot. I'd like to be able to access some of that money. And what you want to be doing is going out, getting the line of credit set up. And what they really do is they send you a checkbook, and you literally can write checks against the value of your home up to a certain limit. But I caution people that, again, is an emergency fund. I would set that up in case something happens. I wouldn't set that up and then run out and, you know, go on a vacation and then spend it down and you don't have it in case of an emergency.
Well, how about using that to pay off credit card debt? Is that a good idea?
You know, it depends. Really, the focus that I'm trying to talk about is how you protect yourself in case there's a downturn in the market. What you want to try to do is avoid having to sell in a downturn.
Mm-hmm.
And that really comes up to another point that I was going to get to about saving. But just to get back on the home equity line of credit, when you're going out there and looking at it, you want to look at things like the interest rates. And I made a couple of calls yesterday to a couple of local banks, and they told me that the prime interest rate was around 7.75%. And what you can do is get the loan, and that will go up and down as interest rates move, but the price of your loan might be a little less or a little bit more. And the folks that I talked to said that it would be anywhere from 7.25% up to maybe 10% in some cases, depending on how much you're trying to borrow against the house. And then, of course, there's the fees. You want to, you know, you want to shop that around. I know a couple of banks here in St. Louis. They don't really charge anything to set those home equity lines of credit up for people. And then the point that they made was the average length of that loan is anywhere from 10 to 20 years, and you can pay that back over that period, and really the first half is interest only. So if you get into a cash crunch, for example, you said the credit card bills, mm-hmm. and maybe like a car payment, which you can do in an emergency. If you don't have anywhere else to turn, you can borrow down on that home equity line of credit, pay off the consumer type debt, and then just pay the interest on it, which is usually tax deductible, and that can tide you over until you get back on your feet.
Okay, now we get to step two.
Right, step two, really the old tired thing of save as much as you can.
But we are in a generation that really, it's not like the World War II folks. Our parents, or some of our parents, or some of our grandparents, they came from a different generation. Saving is not really pushed as much as it used to be.
I agree with you. A lot of people feel that, wow, my house is going up so much, I don't have to save.
Mm.
Okay? What I tell people is you don't want to retire with debt. So if we've got, for example, 20 years before we're not going to be working anymore and drawing an income, you want to try to get your house mortgage paid off over that 20 years. Now, that doesn't mean you have to try to pay it down early, but you don't really want to go into retirement years owing money to people. So what you want to do is kind of spread the money out. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, if you will. Diversify as much as possible. And then another point that I'd like to make is some people will go out and borrow money against their house and then try to put it into the stock market. I don't really feel that that's a good idea for most people. I've seen cases where people take out money and put it in the stock market, and the stock market goes down, and then they're stuck with the loan, and they don't have any money left to pay back the loan. So I think that's an important point to
make.
Do
you have any tips on how people can save? Do you have any tips on just how do you get your mind to the place of saving? Does it matter how much money you save? I mean, is putting away $5 a week, is that something that we should be doing if that's all that we have?
I think it's more of a personal circumstance. I've heard it said it's not really what you make, it's what you spend. And if you spend less than you make, it usually works out because the other side definitely does not work out. If you're spending more than you earn, you're going to run into trouble somewhere down the line. I guess it's really about spending less.
Mm. Okay. So that gets us to step three.
Right. Well, then I think, you know, people, we all need to understand that the housing market is like any other market. Things go up and things go down. And a lot of folks try to market time, thinking they can sell at the absolute high and then sell at the high and then buy at the low. If the price of your real estate has been going up and you are looking to sell, don't try to hold out to a market top. What I would do is figure out when the best, what is it, the spring selling season?
That's right.
When the weather gets better. You know, don't try to be a market timer. That's easier when you're selling. It's tougher when you're trying to buy because you don't really want to be stuck in limbo waiting for the price of a piece of real estate to go down, because who knows when that will happen.
Mm.
So I just think that people have to understand that the housing market is like any other market, and it does bounce up and down.
Okay, so then that gets us to step four?
Well, then it's just a general comment. You know, prepare mentally to ride out a down market. And that's a good strategy if you have the flexibility. And that's more, I guess, with people that own rental property. It's really only a paper loss until you sell it. So you just kind of have to prepare yourself to ride out a down market. But in reality, most people, most of us, if it's time to buy and sell, you know, we're selling, okay, fine, we're selling at a high, but we have to buy another house.
That's the other piece of it, because I have relatives that live in Oakland, and they bought their homes at around $24,000 30 years ago or so, and the homes are worth $500,000 now.
It's amazing.
But, you know, yeah, they could sell their house, but where do they go? Because you have to have some place
exactly.
to live, you know. So it is. You got to remember that. Yeah, I can make a whole lot of money in my house, but am I going to be able to use that money to move up to the next house, or am I just buying the same type of house? And if I am, why would I sell?
That's a very good point.
So and finally, there's one phrase that you use that I want to talk about really quickly
sure.
here: paper loss.
Right.
You keep saying that is just a paper loss. Explain that.
Well, I don't think it will change your lifestyle. And if you're holding a piece of real estate and you're, you know, going along with your daily routine and you're paying your mortgage on it and you see that the price has gone down, well, that's okay. Really, nothing's changed because of the value on paper went down. It's when you actually sell it is when you're not going to have a chance to make it back up.
Mm.
I'm not sure if that
does that
addresses that or not.
Absolutely, it does. And in terms of the last step here?
Well, the last step I wanted to share with everybody, there's a web page that's put out by the AICPA, which is the American Institute of CPAs.
Mm-hmm.
And it really... goes in. It has a lot of articles and financial tools and just basic questions that come up for all of us in terms of our life stages. And you just click on whatever life stage that you're dealing with, and it will take you down and have all of this information. The web page, if I can give that to you,
sure,
Liz,
absolutely,
is www.360financialliteracy.org. And I'm not sure if we can put that on your web page for your listeners to look at.
We certainly can. We certainly can.
Yeah, but really, that that web page is a tremendous resource. It goes really from childhood, college, for when you're in college or going to school and you're taking, you know, out a credit card. You got to be careful on that. Looks at when you're in your working years, about how to put up a budget for yourself, about buying your first car, having to deal with taxes now that you're working.
Very good.
It literally will go around, and one of the stops that you can make is on the home ownership, and it will take you through a lot of the information that I was alluding to as far as going out and getting a home equity line of credit.
And I'm looking at this article right now that the Toll Brothers, Inc. knocked down its fiscal 2006 home delivery estimate for the third time, in a stark indication that even the highest end of housing residential building market isn't immune to a slowdown.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. It's slowing down all over. Now's the time to take the time to walk yourself through all of these steps.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Mike Hauser from the American Institute of CPAs. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back after this break. Stay with me.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother, please.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
We, the believers at El Mukminin Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on El Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. That's Focus on El Islam, every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Countemps. Westbound 40 between K and Double D. Look for an accident involving an overturned vehicle, possibly in left median. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Airport. There's an accident. Right lane is blocked and traffic jams all the way to Missouri Research Park. Westbound 44 at Soccer Park. There's an accident in the left shoulder. Northbound 270 from Chappington to 44 is stop and go in traffic in pockets there. Westbound 270 from New Florissant is 170. Slight delays. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Mason Road. Look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Meraz overpass 270. It is slow go. And all the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are stacked up at this hour, as well as westbound Kingbridge traffic is stacked up as well. Highway 21 at Goldman, there's a report of an injury accident, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Countemps, the world's first and largest specialized temporary financial firm. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, high mid-70s today. Showers and thunderstorms will continue this evening, a low around 60. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are a possibility. Both days, you can expect highs in the upper to lower 70s. That's a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour. Stick around for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there. Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Car Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Car Lane. I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week, we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743. Or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743, or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to say this to your guest, but he didn't take any calls. Is it okay to mention a point that I felt he left out?
Sure. Go ahead, Mary.
He was mentioning the seniors and how wise it would be for them to pay for their homes before they retire. The problem that I see that seniors could have with that, if they're living in an area where the property value goes up, you have a problem with your mortgage payment. At my peak and highest mortgage payment, I still wasn't out as much money as I am now that my home is paid for, simply because my value of my home has went up. I live in the Central West End area, and we're near the Loop, and they said the property value goes up on the home, although my property is valued far more than what I paid for it. The insurance and the tax go up so high, and when I add it up at the peak, the most I paid in mortgage, I'm still paying far more now. So the seniors still end up out of a lot of money with the tax and the insurance is so high now.
I think that's a very good point, Mary.
Okay, I wanted to mention that to him.
That's a very good point. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I want to take a walk over here to Nigeria, where my people are from. A panel of Nigerian medical experts, they've concluded that Pfizer has violated international law during a 1996 epidemic by testing an unapproved drug on children with brain infections in a field hospital. The findings detailed, as it was a rather long Nigerian government report that they didn't release for 5 years, despite inquiries from children's attorneys, despite inquiries from the media. The report concludes that Pfizer never obtained authorization from the Nigerian government to give the unproven drug to nearly 100 children and infants. Pfizer selected the parents at a field hospital in the city of Kano, where the children had been taken to be treated for a often deadly strain of meningitis. Now, at the time that the babies were taken to the hospital, the Doctors Without Borders were giving approved antibiotics for treatment. Pfizer's experiment with Pfizer experimented with an illegal trial of an unregistered drug, a clear case, according to the Nigerian government, of exploitation of the ignorant. Now, this story came to light in 2000, December 2000. There was a report out about the, it was a year-long investigation into how pharmaceutical companies tested folks overseas, largely in Africa. After the report came out in 2000, the news in Nigeria, people took it to the streets. People took it to the courts with lawsuits. People took it to the legislature with, we need reform. Pfizer said, well, you know, shoot, we're your friends. We were just being philanthropic. We were trying to help fight an epidemic that had killed nearly 115,000 Africans. And that was their defense. That was Pfizer's defense. We were helping. We were helping. We did it from the bottom of our hearts because we care. The panel said that the oral form of Trovan, a Pfizer drug used in the test, apparently had never been given to children with meningitis. There were no records documenting that the children or the parents were told about the experiment. An approval letter that they used to justify it had been concocted and backdated. They lied. The report concluded that Pfizer has violated international and Nigerian law. five babies died after being treated with this. Five babies died. And others showed sign of arthritis. The panel also recommended that after this study, the panel recommended that Pfizer be sanctioned appropriately and directed to issue an unreserved apology to the government and the people of Nigeria. They should also pay restitution, and that Nigeria enact reforms to prevent this from happening again. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was wondering, I didn't get the web address for the guy that was on a few minutes ago, and I was wondering if you could repeat that.
I do not have it in front of me. It should be up on my website. There is a website for his organization up on my website at lizbrown.com, and that additional website information should be up shortly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about.
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas?
Muchacha.
¿Para dónde vas?
Oyente.
¿Para dónde vas?
Dime.
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas?
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Herb Stark, the host of The West Wing. Wednesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on WGNU, whether it's local school boards, City Hall, all the way out to St. Charles and down to Jefferson City at the Capitol. And from there, all the way to Washington, D.C., we bring you what's happening in politics and keep you up to date. Regular interviews with Senator Kennedy and State Rep Joe Smith in Jeff City, bringing us up to date on all the House bills, the Senate bills, and everything going on in the state of Missouri. We also get updates from Candace live every week from the governor's mansion in California. Tune in every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., The West Wing, right here on WGNU. I'm your host, Herb Stark. Any questions, any comments, send me an email anytime you wish, WGNU@hotmail.com. Call us, write us, or send us an email. We'll be happy to cover your topic. Just remember, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., right here at WGNU Radio.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. That's right, 2 to 5 every weekday. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any problems with a personal work or family relationship, give me a call at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU. For the personal issues that matter most, call me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 5, every weekday afternoon. Then, go do the right thing.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. The Senate has accepted an amendment to the Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Bill that funds the war in Iraq. The measure, submitted by Delaware Democrat Joe Biden, puts the Senate as being on record in opposing any permanent military bases in Iraq by the United States or the American control of oil in Iraq. The measure is very similar to one introduced in the House last year by Representative Barbara Lee of California that says it shall be the policy of the United States not to enter into any base agreement that would lead to a permanent American military presence in Iraq. Her bill has bipartisan support from 81 co-sponsors. And Dateline Denver. A geological institute says the United States has about 2 trillion barrels of oil contained in several western states. The oil is contained in shale deposits in the Green River Basin area that includes Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. One problem is that current technology makes it very costly to process. Plus, a great deal of it is under the Rocky Mountains, meaning there is a mining process that also has to be undertaken to get at it. But the potential is nearly 3 times the oil reserves that Saudi Arabia has. The Association of Petroleum Geologists says that oil companies began taking a look at those deposits as far back as the 1900s. And back in the 1920s, thousands of claims were filed on public lands that would allow private companies to lease the land and extract the natural resources contained in them. The oil that is in the shale is not the same type of oil that is currently drilled for, and it has to go through a more extensive processing procedure in order to be usable in the form that is most currently popular. But the current high price of oil may help to bring forward new techniques that'll make it a viable alternative anyway. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
Hi, I'm Carrie of our show.
And I'm Elaine Adams.
Join us here in the ladies' room every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. An exclusive format for ladies with challenging, insightful, objective, and thought-provoking topics.
The ladies' room. It's time to revive, restore, renew, rejuvenate, and refresh, where there's always something to talk about.
So join us in the ladies' room.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, school board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. There's some interesting information about the school board that I have received, about an issue that's going to be on the school board tonight about revisiting a contract that they voted against last school board meeting. And I'm going to share that with you in the next, maybe I'll share it with you this hour. And if not, the next hour. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, this is Alfred. I'd just like to say you had an excellent guest on. I agree with everything he said. And I really appreciated that guest this morning. I also would like to say, you know, everybody has their own opinion. I bought my house about 35 years ago, and the price has really shot up from what I paid. I pay more taxes, and I pay more insurance on it. But you got to look at it like this. 30 years ago, what you paid for rent was very cheap. Today, if you was renting, it would be very expensive according to our, you know, standard of living. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alfred.
Bye now.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I received a letter pertaining to the St. Louis Public Schools, not a letter, an email. And I'm looking at this because one of the things that has been frustrating is watching the school board, or not the school board, watching Craig Williams and his team try to explain where the money is going to go in the St. Louis Public Schools. And one of the arguments that has been used, because this board is about bringing work back in-house. Bill Roberti took over the board at the insistence of Francis Slay. And just ran over over our district. Babies were poisoned. Babies were injured. Schools were trashed. Lives were trashed. And so this board, the current board, wants to bring bring it back in house. Privatizing doesn't work. There's a multi-million dollar contract that is sitting at the board right now waiting for approval. It's reared its ugly head again because I wish that once the board makes a decision, then that's the decision. And the struggle is on the board is to bring whether to bring this in-house or to, again, pay multi-millions of dollars to an entity outside of the school district. And I'm looking at this letter that every school board member has received because Craig Williams' team has been unable to provide an answer to the school board. The answer to the question is, what would it cost us to do it in-house? And I'm looking at this letter sent to the school board members saying it would cost $649,000 a year. Right now, first we were told $5 million. Now we're being told $2 million with an open-ended, a year, with an open-ended contract that could be extended for however long the board wanted to extend it. And I have in front of me the cost of $649,000 it would take to do this. Y'all need to be at the school board meeting tonight because this is ridiculous to even consider handing over this kind of millions of dollars to a firm when there's no rush to judgment. And secondly, when it doesn't cost as much as we're being told that it costs by the person that sits in the superintendent seat who wants to make certain that this particular company gets this contract. You need to be there tonight. You need to be there tonight. And also, another reason that you need to be there tonight is that, you know, you need to ask Craig Williams why one school, why cameras were allowed into one school and they haven't been allowed into all the schools. You need to encourage the school board to take the cameras to all the schools and let the world see what's happening to our babies in the St. Louis Public Schools. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. In the next hour, we're going to take a few minutes to talk to our friends at Connect Care. And you don't want to miss that. We'll be back. Stay with us. A letter from this man. The president of Iran is not sitting too well with the White House, nor from some of the world's top diplomats. Here's ABC's Ann Coulter.
The 17-page letter from Iran's president rambles on about history, but doesn't mention the hot issue of Iran's nuclear development. Great Britain has a new foreign secretary, Margaret Beckett, who says Iran doesn't get it.
What everybody wants is to get Iran to recognize that the international community is serious.
The UN Security Council is considering how to stop Iran's nuclear program. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The price of gas is down about a penny a gallon to $2.91, but some drivers are nearing their wits' end, and some are looking for some very creative solutions. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
In Minnesota, some drivers are beating the high price of gas by prepaying for it in bulk.
What you prepaid for it is what you get it for.
Art Altrichter prepaid for 1,000 gallons a year ago when the price was $2.03. He filled up the other day when the price was $2.89.
So we saved about 86 cents a gallon.
In Massachusetts, an ad agency reportedly is offering people $200 a month in gasoline debit cards. All you have to do is display their ads on your car, truck, or SUV. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Parts of Interstate 95 in Florida should reopen later today. They were closed by brush fires along the state's eastern coast.
About 8,000 acres have already burned since last week. They've identified 50 fires. The biggest one was around New Smyrna Beach, south of Daytona Beach, and it forced more than 1,000 people to flee from their homes. But most of this has happened in very rural areas. The smoke and fog have closed parts of I-95 in that area.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Miami. President Bush in Florida today to push his Medicare prescription drug plan. The deadline to sign up is just 6 days from now. This is ABC News.
Looking for great tires and great deals? Then look for Uniroyal Value Days, going on now through June 10. Make your money go further on the longest-wearing Uniroyal tires ever. Tiger Paw Touring for cars and Laredo Cross Country for SUVs and pickups. Durable, dependable, and best of all, affordable. Uniroyal Value Days. Great tires, great deals. Going on now through June 10. Visit Uniroyal.com to find a participating dealer near you. Uniroyal, for everything you value.
Today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
Do you live in an apartment or do you call a single-family dwelling home? It could make a real difference in your chances of getting hurt. ABC's Tom Rivers has more in a British study.
A team from the University of Wales in Swansea examined the hospital admission records of more than 14,000 people who were injured in their homes over a two-year period. Lead researcher Dr. Ronan Lyon says the specific type of dwelling where the injury occurred proved to be very important.
People who lived in apartment blocks had about twice the amount of home injuries than those who lived in different types of accommodation.
Like single homes or townhouses. The team also found no correlation between injury rates and the age of a given property. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The government wants a ban on dietary supplements that contain low doses of the weight loss aid ephedra reinstated. The FDA says the judge who lifted the ban didn't understand the law in the first place. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a suspect is in custody in connection with a fatal stabbing in Madison County. Police say 32-year-old Charles Smith of Madison was stabbed in the chest during an altercation outside his apartment Sunday night. Smith was taken to a hospital where he later died. A Missouri native and two soldiers based at Fort Leonard Wood are among the most recent American casualties in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Last Thursday, 32-year-old Staff Sergeant Gavin Ranke of Colorado and 24-year-old Specialist Brian Quinton of Oklahoma, both assigned to Fort Leonard Wood, were killed when an explosive detonated near their vehicle. Friday, 25-year-old Private Alva Gaylord of Carrollton, Missouri, died when a roadside bomb exploded near his vehicle. Finally this hour, Iran suddenly agreeing to all of the demands of the international community is as likely as the sun rising in the west. That's what Senator Kit Bond says about a letter sent to President Bush by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Bond says it is always helpful when leaders of two countries talk, but he says the Iranian president does not have a good record.
I want to see actions, not just letters from Iran.
A spokesman for the Islamic Republic says the letter contains an analysis of the current world situation and new ways to address the issue, but the White House says it does not address Iran's nuclear plans. This WGNU News report is brought to you by McDonald's. Money's tight these days. Good thing you can get one of four tasty extra value meals, like a Big Mac sandwich, medium fries, and medium drink for under $4 every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Tabs. Westbound 40 at Route K and Winghaven, all roadways are reopened after an earlier overturned vehicle was blocking traffic. Eastbound 40 at the Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Airport, there's an injury accident. Left and right lanes are blocked. Traffic is jammed at Missouri Research Park. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Riverview or from New Florissant all the way into 170, look for slight delays. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson to Mason, it is stop and go this hour. Eastbound 44 to Mraz Overpass all the way in to 270. Those approaches are on a slow grind there. Eastbound 70 from 270 to St. Charles Rock Road. Look for stop and go traffic. Southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road all the way into Page. It is stop and go as well. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Hanley. Look for heavy volume going on there. And westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. All the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge traffic, you can expect some delays this hour. State Route WW at Brook Hollow, look for an accident, as well as eastbound Big Bend at Elm, there's an accident reported. Southbound Broadway at Sayre and Gatorade, look for an injury accident there as well. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, providing highly skilled financial temporary professionals for over 58 years. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today, a high in the mid-70s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 60. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, a chance for showers, a high in the lower 70s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 58 degrees under cloudy skies with some drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting rain and 59 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Carr Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Carr Lane. I'll see you there.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and my number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Now is the time, this time of the morning, this time of the month is when we have our conversation with our good friends at Connect Care, and our guest this morning is Terry Day.
Daney.
All right, Terry Daney, Chief Operations Officer of Clinical Services for Connect Care. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. We are here this morning with Connect Care to talk about a really special part of Connect Care and kind of like a whole new way of doing for hospitals and medical services. We're here to talk about the Urgency Center, Smiley Center. Tell us about the Smiley Center. How did it, first of all, who's Smiley?
The urgent care was named after Dr. Smiley, mm-hmm. who devoted over 50 years to the St. Louis community in public health. He was an OBGYN and did services for the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole lot of babies, isn't it?
A whole lot of babies.
A whole lot of babies. So, okay, so the center has been dedicated to his memory. How long has the center been there, the urgent center been there, the Smiley Center?
The Smiley Urgent Care Center was originally the emergency room for mm-hmm. St. Louis Regional Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so St. Louis Connect Care was developed in 1997 and opened its doors.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was still an ER. Approximately 3 years from 1997, we converted from an ER to an urgent care center.
Now, urgent care center, that is a new way of doing things. What is an urgent care center as opposed to an emergency room?
Urgent care center sees patients who have urgent problems that maybe they can't get in to see their physician that day, but they really need to be seen that day, but they don't warrant an emergency trip because it's not life-threatening emergency. And so an urgent care center can take care of those problems. What we call episodic problems means that it's a problem they have today, they may not have tomorrow or next week, certainly not anything that would need to be followed up on a routine basis, such as a sore throat, a sprained ankle, a laceration that's not a major laceration. We could treat those, and then they don't have the weight that they would have in the emergency room.
And I guess that one of the type of population that would find this very helpful would be parents with kids.
Definitely. We can see, you know, you get that earache when they wake up in the morning,
yes.
and you can't get in to see the doctor for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
or they have that sore throat and you're not quite sure if it's strep, should I send them to school, should I not send them to school? All of those minor situations with children that come up, you know, falling off the slide, or
mm-hmm.
Those sort of things, we can certainly take care of in the urgent care center.
And also that the thing about the urgent care center is the issue of time. You don't have to, it's a little, you spend a different amount of time at the urgent center than you do in emergency room, right?
We certainly do, and we've worked very hard at St. Louis Connect Care to reduce that time so that our patients can get in, get the treatment that they need, and then go on with their daily lives,
mm-hmm.
and that's our goal. And so we average for our urgent care patients less than 60 minutes in and out the door for those type of urgent care problems.
I remember a couple of years ago, I got a wasp sting, and it started acting really funky. It bubbled up, and I was concerned about whether or not I had an allergic reaction. And I decided that I would try the urgent center. And I went in. I was there for probably 15 minutes or so, and then I was seen right away. It really were. It's a nice facility, and you are seen right away.
That is our goal. My background is I've been an emergency room nurse for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
and so I see lots of patients who get bypassed in the emergency room because they're not an emergent patient, and so we do have to take care of those who have life-threatening problems. And unfortunately, it's those who, as I had said, need to be seen, but not in an emergency room, and they sit for hours upon hours waiting to be seen. In an urgent care, that's what we focus on. We don't focus on life-threatening. If anything comes in that needs to be transferred out, we transfer them to the nearest emergency room. So we are able to give 100% of our focus to the urgent care patients who come in and need to be seen for those small, minor, episodic problems.
And then, of course, using my life as an example, again, I was in Chicago a couple years ago, and I dislocated my toe, and I had to go to the emergency room, and I sat in the emergency room for 5 hours waiting for a doctor, just because it's not the same as all the people, gunshot wounds or stabs or anything coming in and out of an emergency center. So I was at the bottom of the list. I could have used the Smiley Center at that point in my life because they didn't get to me for hours and hours and hours. So it's got to be a wonderful way to be able to service people, because you get to fix them and they get to go home.
And that's correct. They get to go on with their life, and that's mm-hmm. our goal, so that they can go home, or they can go to work, or they can go to school, so they can pick up where they were an hour before they got there, mm-hmm. so that they can continue their day.
Now, I have health insurance, but yet I was able to see to go in and use the Smiley Center. Can anybody use the Smiley Center?
Yes, anyone can use the Smiley Center. We take a multitude of different private insurances, mm-hmm. and you can certainly call to confirm that we take the type of insurance you have. And then we also serve those who do not have insurance based on income mm-hmm. or lack thereof, mm-hmm. and we serve those who are underinsured. They may have some insurance, but it's really not enough. It doesn't cover the emergency room visit. It wouldn't cover if they weren't admitted. We also provide services for those who are underinsured mm-hmm. as well as those who are not insured.
So everybody that walks through the door can receive services, sounds like.
That's correct.
So you talked about a few minutes ago about if you go in, you will evaluate whether or not it is a real emergency. Talk to us about that. What happens if it turns out to be an emergency, and how do you all evaluate that?
Well, it starts with our nursing staff. Mm-hmm. Our nursing staff triage all patients that come in to see what their chief complaint is, why they're coming to see the physician that day, and what their symptoms are. And based on experience, they know what's going on as far as if this is a life-threatening emergency or not, if they have chest pain or changes in their conscious behavior, different things that can trigger what would be a life-threatening emergency. Mm-hmm. At that point, they would immediately bring that patient to the back for the doctor to examine, and we would call 911.
So you have all of the experts that are there that are necessary to evaluate exactly what is going on with you and whether you can stay or whether you do need to be sent to another hospital.
That is correct. And the time that we wait for the emergency, for EMS to arrive, which is a very small amount of time. Mm-hmm. They arrive very quickly. We don't just wait for them. We also continue to treat the patient based on what we would start in a typical ER. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to start oxygen, to get EKGs for chest pains, and to give medications for that chest pain until EMS arrives.
So what are the hours of the Smiley Urgent Center?
We're open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, we're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're open on most holidays, and holiday hours are 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. We do close for a few holidays, which is Christmas we are closed, as well as Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King we are closed.
Okay. So how has the public been responding to the Urgent Center?
I think very well. St. Louis as a whole has not picked up on urgent cares rather quickly. Mm-hmm. If you go to California, you see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, as things filter through the country, mm-hmm. It's now coming to St. Louis, and I see where the urgent cares are becoming very productive mm-hmm. and very welcomed by the ERs, as they're inundated by patients that really could be taken care of in an urgent care. They see the need for that now.
Has it gotten to the point yet where ERs are sending people to you all yet?
Well, they don't directly send patients to us, but mm-hmm. they certainly can ask a patient who meets the needs of an urgent care that they could come to us if they choose to. Mm-hmm. But it's entirely up to the patient. The patient has a choice. Mm-hmm. And so they have a choice to wait, or they have a choice that they could go to the urgent care as well.
And is the Smiley Center the only one of its kind in this area?
It's the only one that I know of in the St. Louis City. Mm-hmm. There are some in the counties.
So that's a big deal. So it's the only one in the city of St. Louis.
That I'm aware of, yes.
So that's a big deal.
Yes, it's a very big deal.
And where can people call to find out about, or to like put it on their refrigerator along with the number, all the other emergency types of numbers?
Our direct number into the Urgent Care Center is 314-879-6300.
Mm-hmm. Now, the staff at the Urgent Care Center, talk to us about that. What does the staff consist of?
We have board-certified physicians. Some are board eligible, which means that they are eligible to sit for boards, and they just need to wait for the next date to take those. But it is a requirement that all of our physicians are board eligible mm-hmm. and or board certified. And then we have RNs, LPNs, and medical assistants.
Mm-hmm. So When you say that you have a board-certified physician, what does that mean?
That means that they have specialized in urgent care, emergent care. Our physicians are family practice physicians,
mm-hmm.
so they can see anyone from children, infants up to adults. And they can also take care of OBGYN problems.
Mm-hmm. So the staff then is really, really well qualified.
Definitely very well qualified. Our physicians are very highly ranked in the community, and they provide a very good service to our urgent care.
And in terms of the typical type of person that you see coming through your doors at the Smiley Center, what is that typical person?
Typically, we see a lot of hypertension, which mm-hmm. is high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
And we can treat for that. If we have a patient who has high blood pressure and we're not able to control that, then certainly we would transfer them.
Mm-hmm.
We see sore throats, a lot of urinary tract infections, sprains, fractures, broken bones,
mm-hmm.
Rashes, and we see a lot of lacerations.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you all can't do insofar as an urgent care issue? Is there anything that you don't cover?
Well, we don't. As I said, we don't take care of life-threatening emergencies,
right.
So therefore, patients who come in with chest pains really need to go to the ER. Anyone who has weakness, you know, sudden onset of slurred speech, any of those symptoms would need to go to an ER.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has a very high blood pressure with chest pain or shortness of breath would need to go to an ER as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. And the urgent care center is connected to Connect Care. Can you tell us a little bit about Connect Care? Who gets to go to Connect Care? What Connect Care does?
Certainly. Anyone within the city of St. Louis can use Connect Care for those who do not have insurance or are underinsured. We also take insurance, and so therefore those with insurance don't have to live within the city. But our guidelines for the uninsured is we service the city of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
We have specialty services at St. Louis Connect Care, housed at 5535 Del Mar, along with the Urgent Care Center. And so we have over 20 specialties that we service for the city of St. Louis, as well as the county.
Because the Connect Care is really turning into the specialty hub, where people can go for all kinds of different specialties. I think that it's really good. We need to talk about the urgent care center, but we also need to share with people that they have other options, too, at Connect Care.
That's correct. And we also have a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And our pharmacy is it's a retail pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
but we average very inexpensive. We keep our costs down so that patients can obtain those medications that they need at the least possible cost.
I was talking to a friend of mine who normally goes to Walgreens to get her medications filled, and she decided to check out the pharmacy at Connect Care, and she said it is so much cheaper to buy my medications at through Connect Care's pharmacy than it is at Walgreens because you do what you say. I mean, the prices are different. I guess it would be a really good idea maybe for people to just, I was under the impression that you can just call and ask them what it costs and see if it is a cheaper price than what you're paying.
And that is correct. I'll give you an example. We had a patient who came in to get one particular prescription fill that was written by our provider. She had a bag of medication, about 16 other medications that she was going to get filled as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our pharmacist said, would you like me to give you a comparative price on those? And did so, and we came out cheaper on 16 out of 16.
Wow.
And so she really saved a lot. She was an elderly woman on Medicare, and, you know, that is the goal, is to be able to help those who need that help.
Yeah, and I, it's just like there's just little jewels sitting there that people don't know about, that they think that there's only one way to get their medicines done, or there's only one kind of price that they're going to have to pay for their medicines. But the pharmacy at Connect Care really does do that.
Yes, we're very proud of the pharmacy we have.
And in terms of the phone number for people that want to find out or do some comparative shopping at the pharmacy at Connect Care, what's the number?
They can call 879-6372.
Say that again slower, please.
I'm sorry, 879-6372,
mm-hmm.
and they could be directed to the pharmacy.
Excellent. Let me take a quick call here. Charmaine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
For your guest. Let's say if I no longer have insurance and I need to have my medication for my thyroid or high blood pressure or something like that, can I go there and just have a regular doctor check me, or does that have to be more of an emergency?
Thanks for your question, Charmaine.
You have a great day.
You can certainly come to the urgent care center to be seen. We encourage that our patients, once they are seen for medication refill because they're out, that we get them into a primary care physician so they can establish primary care with a physician. And so if you do not have a physician, we have a list that we give all of our patients. It's all of the FQHCs and other physicians and clinics within the St. Louis area. It's based on, it lists the phone numbers, their address, and it also lists the bus route. And that's the best route for the buses to get you to those clinics. So we will provide you all that information in order to get you into a primary care clinic. But we certainly would see you and get the immediate issue of no medication taken care of.
Excellent. And again, the number for that for people to call if they want to find out more about the urgent care center at Smiley Center, if they want to find out more about the pharmacy, if they want to find out about the specialty hubs that Connect Care has.
They certainly can call
879-6300. 879-6300. Terry Daney?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Chief Operations Officer of Clinical Services. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Jenny Peterson. I show up now and then on my favorite radio station, WGNU. I hope you'll be there, too. We'll let you know when I'll be on. Keep listening. California, yeah.
Energy Care is providing window unit air conditioners to those who qualify for the program. Low-income, homebound St. Louis City and County residents who have a severe medical need for a cool environment can call 314-773-5900 to request an air conditioner from Energy Care. Social service and health care agencies can also telephone or fax an application for their clients who meet the program priorities. The fax number is 314-773-5983. Cool news to you from WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 at Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Airport. That accident has been cleared, but traffic still jams at 94. Westbound 40 at Kings Highway. Look for an accident on the shoulder. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44. Stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from New Florissant into 170. Slight delays there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass to 270. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from McKelvey into St. Charles Rock Road. You've got slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 44 from Arsenal. Kings Highway, slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 40 from the Science Center all the way into the Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way to Cleats Landing. There's congestion there. And all the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are still stacked up this hour. Eastbound Manchester at Hanley, look for those traffic lights not working. Madison at 70, look for an accident, as well as northbound 61 at 47, look for an accident. And T.R. Hughes Boulevard at East Terre Lane, there's an accident blocking all the lanes. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Money's tight these days. Good thing you can get one of four tasty extra value meals, like a Big Mac sandwich, medium fry, and a medium drink, all for under $4 every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout today with a high in the mid-70s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms with a low around 60. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon. Chance for showers, high in the lower 70s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have sprinkling, we have rain, and 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting rain and some sprinkles and 59 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Donna Gamache.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Wednesday, Shira Dalen, owner of Karis Media, discusses the who, what, when, and where of how to get what you need to make it happen in your professional and personal life.
So join me, Donna Gamache,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Energy Care is providing window unit air conditioners to those who qualify for the program. Low-income, homebound St. Louis City and County residents who have a severe medical need for a cool environment can call 314-773-5900 to request an air conditioner from Energy Care. Social service and health care agencies can also telephone or fax an application for their clients who meet the program priorities. The fax number is 314-773-5983. Cool news to you from WGNU.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Carr Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Carr Lane. I'll see you there.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call?
Yes, Liz. This is Shirley.
Yes, ma'am.
Florence Hill took over those clinics. Asked her what happened to our records. I was there last month, and they didn't have any of my records.
You went to where? To Florence Hill?
Florence Hill. They told, didn't they take over the Connect Care clinic?
Yes, they did. And Grace...
any of my records.
No, it wasn't.
I've been going there since I was about 25 years old because I used to work for the city.
Florence Hill... wait a minute, Charlotte.
No, Connect Care.
Okay, no. Florence Hill didn't take over the... Grace Hill.
Grace Hill. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Grace Hill. Have you called Grace Hill?
I've been to the clinic.
And what did they say?
They didn't have. They had records back to 2003, and I asked them what happened.
And what did they say?
The doctor and everybody had no idea.
Did you talk to the head people at Grace Hill?
No, not yet. I said when I go in next month, and they don't have my records, I'm gonna demand to talk to someone because how can they treat a person if they don't have their records?
Here's the thing. I would before you would go in, I would start making calls now, Shirley.
Okay, the doctor, I'm going to mean to cut you off, but the doctor had me sitting up in a chair and never did. This was medical clinic.
This was Grace Hill.
Yeah, okay. And I never did lay me down and examine any parts of my body. Just talk to me and send me on a... I had to end up in Smiley Clinic because I had a sinus infection.
See, yeah. That's Grace Hill.
Yeah.
That's Grace
and
Hill.
And I was just, you know, when you used to go have someone on to interview them, I was wondering if you could do that with them because I don't know what's going on. The clinics are empty, and I don't think they're doing a very good job.
That's Grace Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, because
okay.
I just feel like they just threw us away. And I said, so I need to call and see what's going on.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
What would I call? Just Grace Hill.
I would call Grace Hill information and then ask for records and then go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You know what? I think that, you know what, Howard, I think we really need to do a he's one of ours, segment. Because there's a column that came out of the New York Times. Bob Herbert's column, and I have to read part of it anyway. Bob Herbert writes in the New York Times, few people have ever heard of John Tassani. He's one of ours. We had him on the wake-up call. Bob Herbert goes on to say he's a low-key labor organizer and a writer from Upper Manhattan who's trying to piece together a primary challenge to the re-election bid of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, primarily because of her stance on the war. Mr. Tassani is against war and wants Americans' troops pulled out of Iraq forthwith. Okay, so he's evolved on that. Now he's pulling them out now. Good. Good, good. Senator Clinton's position, writes Bob Herbert, is, well, that's the problem. It's not at all clear what Senator Clinton's position is. And for a Democratic Party that has suffered a succession of brutal defeats with excessively cautious candidates, Mrs. Clinton's indecisiveness on the war may be a hint of yet another disaster in the making. Now, this is in the New York Times. This is Bob Herbert's column. Now, Bob Herbert goes on to say, Mr. Tassani is not so deluded that he thinks he can hijack the Democratic Senate nomination from Mrs. Clinton. He says, people often ask me, don't you think this race is impossible? My answer is, yes, of course. You're dealing with someone that has enormous name recognition and celebrity. But celebrity, he says, is no substitute for an honest and vigorous debate on a matter as fundamentally important as war. Mr. Tassani favors a withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Iraq as quickly as possible, within several months at the most. And what is more important is whether then his timetable is feasible is his insistence that the Democratic Party needs to come to grips with this war. What makes us different from the Republicans? Where is the soul of the Democratic Party if we do not stand against immoral, illegal, preemptive wars? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Bob Herbert goes on to talk about Hillary Clinton. After more than 3 years of fighting, more than 2,400 American deaths, you still need a magnifying glass to locate the difference between Mrs. Clinton and the Bush administration on the war. It is true, the senator argues, that she has been a frequent and sometimes harsh critic of the war and the way the war has been conducted. In a letter to her constituents last fall, Hillary Clinton wrote, "I have continually raised doubts about the president's claim of lack of planning and execution of the war while standing firmly in support of our troops. But in terms of overall policy," writes Bob Herbert, "she seems to be right there with Bush, Cheney, Condi et al. She does not regret her vote to authorize the invasion. She still believes the war can be won. Her view of the ultimate goal in Iraq, as her staffers reiterated last week, is the establishment of a viable government capable of handling its own security, thus enabling the U.S. to reduce its military presence and eventually leave." That sounds pretty much the same as Bush's mantra. Our strategy in Iraq is that as Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. What does that mean? It means that there is no end to this war in sight. Other prominent Democrats have belatedly changed their tune on Iraq. Kerry has called for a complete withdrawal of the American combat troops by the end of this year. His running mate from the 2004 election, Edwards, declared last fall it was a mistake to vote for this war in 2002. But yet there seems to be no full-throated public debate, much less anything approaching a consensus within the party, within the Democratic Party on this war. That's what Bob Herbert writes. Aides who are close to Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, suggested last week that she might be holding her fire, waiting until a new Iraqi government is established before speaking more openly and candidly about the war. That's her plan. Lord. Well, that remains to be seen, writes Bob Herbert. Meanwhile, the dying continues. As I was wrapping up the last of the interviews for this column on Friday, word came in that 3 more American soldiers have been killed in Iraq. As a member of the Armed Service Committee and early front-runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008, Mrs. Clinton has a special obligation to Democratic voters. They deserve much better than the leadership they've been getting from their party on Bush's mindless trillion-dollar tragedy in Iraq. Huh. Huh. Weak. 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 My name is Liz Brown. Hillary Clinton is weak. And that's putting it kindly. I'm taking a break. We'll be back. Stay with me. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Phil Wilson.
And, of course, I'm George Cotton Sr.
Listen to The Real Deal with George and Phil every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. for controversial and thought-provoking radio.
That's right. In addition to national advice on law and health, you can also expect some of the most ridiculous comments heard anywhere on radio.
Yeah, and you say most of them.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times or two.
The Real Deal with George and Phil. Tune us in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on WGNU.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting to a chimp and chimpanzee.
The doctor is in. Shut down the computer, turn off the TV, and introduce your family to the magic of live theater with Dr. Dolittle, the musical. Tommy Toon stars as Dr. Dolittle, the beloved veterinarian who can talk to the animals. This imaginative musical is filled with enchanting singing and dancing, a delightful score, and a parade of spectacular creatures like you've never seen before. A live theatrical event that will spark your kids' imagination. Show your kids what interactive entertainment was meant to be. Experience Dr. Dolittle, the musical, with your family today.
At the Fox, May 16th through 28th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. On sale now. Call 314-534-1111 or MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning wake-up call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the wake-up call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Dubai. Dubai International Capital has announced the purchase of the British company Doncasters. This will mean that the Dubai-owned company will operate several factories that make parts for American military vehicles and aircraft. The deal was approved after 2 months of investigation by the Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States. That's the same outfit that caused an outcry when it gave approval for the sale of 6 American port operations to another Dubai-based investment group earlier this year. Doncasters makes parts at 2 plants in the United States, and those plants make parts for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, as well as the M1 Abrams tank. The White House has given its approval of the purchase and says it is confident there will be no breach of national security because of it. Interestingly enough, this same Dubai-based investment group has also acquired a billion-dollar stake in Daimler Chrysler. And Dateline Austin. Here's a story that has a potential to turn into a big scandal in the not-too-distant future. The federal government has enlisted private corporations to build and operate detention centers to house illegal immigrants. The U.S. Marshals Service is now wanting to build and run a super jail near Laredo, Texas, which will hold nearly 3,000 illegal immigrants taken into custody. The project has a price tag of $100 million and will be one of the largest such facilities in the nation. Texas currently has 7 detention facilities that are being run by for-profit corporations that have lucrative government contracts, and many of them guarantee the facilities will always have a minimum number of prisoners each month. This means the government will be compelled by law to supply the bodies. This private profiteering will likely create problems with how the prisoners get treated while they're in custody. Most of them have language problems and will be unable to communicate about any mistreatment they may endure. Plus, private corporations are always harder to scrutinize than are public entities. This is your wake-up call global news update.
I was listening to the radio the other day, and I was asking what's the number to listen to Brett Rosen, and they told me 920 a.m. WGNU. It's not just regular radio or talk radio. It's head-thumping talk radio. Some people call it regular radio. I call it head-thumping talk radio. It's right here. My name, 920 WGNU. From 10 till noon on Thursdays. Right here. What you got is good to eat in there. I like listening to head-thumping talk radio. With biscuits and mustard. Right here. I am 920 WGNU. Hi, Dan.
This Mother's Day, the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, is featuring Mother's Day tea cakes, Granny Smith apples, walnuts, and cinnamon embraced in layers of whole wheat. They do the baking, Mom gets a rest, and everyone gets a free sample. Mom also gets a free cup of coffee any day, May 8th through the 13th from 7 to 10 a.m. when you mention this ad. To all moms, happy Mother's Day from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive, just west of the Innerbelt. 314-991-0049.
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by Earthshare of Missouri and the Ad Council.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me.
We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about the St. Louis Public School Board.
Mm-hmm.
I know your listening audience remember when Francis Slay brought us his Raiders in the form of Bill Roberti and Donetta Clinch-Gale, Vince Shamel, Ron Jackson, and Bob Archibald. Now, and then we had a replacement for Vince Tamer with Jim Buford. Now, one thing I can say about this gang of plunderers and pillagers of our children, that once they made a decision, it was a done deal. I never heard of them making a decision and then bringing something back that was already decided on. Now, I'm going to try to keep an open mind, but I keep remembering that Veronica O'Brien was brought to us.
Brought to
us by Frances Slay. And she brung us this $300,000 man. I think she was instrumental in bringing Craig Williams to us. So like I said, I'm going to try to keep an open mind, but I wish that when you make a decision,
it would be done.
A done deal.
And hopefully that will be the last time that we have to experience that tonight. That's why it is so important that people go to the school board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock to make sure, to encourage, to make your presence be felt that, you know, once it's done, it's done. We've spent too much time on this. It is time to move on to the important issues. And while the board was messing around with this decision that they'd already made before, Craig Williams is out there talking to Shamel and holding press conferences to make you look bad. So, you know, we need to focus on this stuff and understand that they are conspiring behind your back. Even though you won the election, y'all are in charge. Y'all tell him what to do, and that's what needs to happen. That is unacceptable that the board, the superintendent would hold a press conference like that and give access in order to try to pressure this board to do what he wants them to do. That's not how it's supposed to happen.
And it's funny that he would take them to a school that could be easily repaired, whatever the damage he's showing.
And here's the thing. I agree. I think that you should show the press the damage, but let's show them all the schools.
That's true. And
show them all the schools.
To the school where they had the mercury leak.
That's right. That's
and
right.
See how many children they're still poisoning over there.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to email me, do that at 1-877-9. What am I saying? Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's Revolution@LizBrown.com. Don't forget that on Thursday, the Honorable Kwaisi Mfume will be at Lane Tabernacle Church. This is free kickoff for a rally for wages, for fair wages and health care. That's Thursday at 7:45, Lane Tabernacle Church, 910 North Newstead. Mfume is trying to be a United States Senator, running for an election. And I think that some questions need to be asked of Mr. Mfume, the Honorable Kwaisi Mfume. What the Democrats are doing to make your desire come true? The Democrats need to be giving you the same kind of attention, the same kind of money that they give other folks. So you need to come on out and listen to Mfume talk at the kickoff for fair wages and health care Thursday. That's this coming Thursday at 7:45 p.m. Now, we try to give you all kind of, you know me, I'm trying to plan your life, And also, there's a fundraiser, a $250 fundraiser, and then also a $500 VIP fundraiser for Kwaese Mfume Thursday from 6, from 6 o'clock to 7:45 at the Kappa House at 500 Vandeventer. $250 reception and $500 VIP. This is a fundraiser for Mfume for Senate.com. 454-0400 is my phone number. Tell you what, I'll be back in the next hour to chat it up with you some more. Stay with me.
Find Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill singing the same tune on anything, but they do in the Senate where this is concerned. Members unanimously passed a non-binding resolution last night that the anthem be sung only in English. Well, here's the problem. Some lawmakers can't manage to do that.
I can sing it. I know all the words.
After Whose Broad Stripes and Bright Stars, what's the next line?
For the Ramparts We Watch.
Almost. You skipped through the perilous night.
Okay.
That's ABC's Claire Shipman with Pennsylvania Congressman William Schuster. Ohio Representative Marcy Kaptur gave it a try.
The land of the free and the home of the brave.
You passed.
The issue is hardly a done deal. Even the first couple can't agree on it. The president is English only. The first lady doesn't see a problem with singing the anthem in other languages. The president, none too pleased with a letter from Iran's president, the first one to the White House in 27 years.
The White House is actually considering making this 17-page letter from Iran public, claiming the contents are a rambling discussion of history and philosophy. And the Iranian leader never mentions the key dispute, his nuclear program.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. You may have to look twice next time you fill your car. Gas is down about a penny a gallon to $2.91 nationwide. That's not good enough, though, says this driver.
Everybody wants to know whether they're charging excessive profits. They're entitled to make a profit. The question is how much.
St. Louis man who apparently had enough with the prices at the pumps tried to reprogram them. Police found keys to pump locked boxes and code books in the man's car. He's now under arrest. Two Australian miners are above ground again today. They'd been trapped for over a week. A third miner with them died. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 5 points in early going and the NASDAQ is down 10. This is ABC News.
Looking for great tires and great deals? Then look for Uniroyal Value Days, going on now through June 10th. Make your money go further on the longest-wearing Uniroyal tires ever. Tiger Paw Touring for cars and Laredo Cross Country for SUVs and pickups. Durable, dependable, and best of all, affordable. Uniroyal Value Days. Great tires, great deals. Going on now through June 10th. Visit Uniroyal.com to find a participating dealer near you. Uniroyal, for everything you value.
Today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
A shooting at a suburban Washington, D.C. police station. One officer is dead. One is in critical condition. The gunman, a teenager. Here's ABC Stephen Portnoy.
Police say the gunman ambushed the officers during a shift change, shooting and killing a detective, a 40-year-old woman with 9 years on the force. Another officer, a 53-year-old man, was critically wounded, while a third suffered minor injuries. The 18-year-old suspect, who was killed by police, is described by neighbors as a loner. He was arrested just last month, charged in a carjacking in Maryland. The shootings have rocked this suburban police force. In 66 years, no Fairfax County police officer had ever been slain in the line of duty. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Chantilly, Virginia.
Three Virginia teenagers are in some big trouble in the Big Apple. Police say they caught the two 18-year-olds and a 17-year-old dropping cans of paint from the roof of a 20-story Manhattan hotel. One of the cans hit an officer, injuring his eye. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Centerville police have no suspects in the shooting death of a Cahokia man. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says 21-year-old Larry Townsend Jr. was found with a gunshot wound at the Matheson Manor Apartments in Centerville late yesterday morning. Townsend was pronounced dead a short time later at a hospital. Formal charges are pending against an accused high-tech gasoline thief. The man allegedly reprogrammed gas pumps at area stations to dispense fuel for free. Authorities say he did not steal that much fuel himself, but after he reprogrammed the pumps, others were able to fill up for free. Finally this hour, HUD Secretary Alfonso Jackson reports that nearly 1 million children have benefited from programs like Lead Safe St. Louis around the country. Jackson joined Missouri Senator Kit Bond, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, and other dignitaries at a community health forum on childhood lead poisoning in South St. Louis yesterday. Jackson says the goal of eradicating lead poisoning in children by 2010 is an important one.
There's no greater struggle than to see kids denied their right to grow up with all of their mental faculties in place.
Jackson credits the efforts of Senator Bond and former HUD Secretary Jack Kemp for much of the progress made against lead poisoning in St. Louis and around the country. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Accountemps, the industry leader with access to over 1 million highly skilled financial professionals. Call or visit them at Accountemps.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sours traffic and weather. Sours traffic is sponsored by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. Northbound 55 at Reeves Barracks, no problems to report after an earlier accident. Northbound 270 at Gravois and 44, you still have slow traffic. And westbound 70 at Bell Fountain all the way into 170, slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between Clayton, Skinker, and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laquise Landing, you can expect some congestion and delays there. Westbound 64, westbound 5570, and northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you still have some delays going on there as well. Manchester and Hanley, there's a report of traffic lights not working, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been brought to you by the Midas. Trust the Midas touch. What's the most important feature in your car? Midas believes it's the person who does your brakes. Don't trust your brakes to just anyone. Trust America's leader in brakes. Trust the Midas touch. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 60. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day. A chance of storms
with a high in the lower 70s. And on Thursday, breezy, mostly cloudy, with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding at 58 degrees under cloudy skies with some light drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting some rain and clouds and 59 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Calls. Up next, we'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Carr Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Carr Lane. I'll see you there.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Don't forget school board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Carl Lane. Get there. Get there, remind them of what it is that we're about. We are about not outsourcing. We are about saving money. We are about not being tricked, not being fooled, not being, not having the media used against us. I am offended by the fact that Craig Williams went and got the news to bring into a school in order to push his agenda, particularly with how they've kept the cameras out of the school and all other kinds of issues. And he did it over the board. That's unacceptable. You need to be at the school board meeting tonight to let them know that. I will see you there. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. This is a story coming out of the UK about Walmart. I think that we just need to start calling Walmart Pinky in the Brain, because it seems like every morning they wake up, it's like on Pinky in the Brain. What are we going to do today? We're going to take over the world. Take over the world. Walmart is fighting for the smiley face ownership. They want to own the smiley face. The yellow smiley face may strike most people as an overused piece of email shorthand or a cute interjection in the scribbled notes passed between American teenagers, a throwback to the era of bright, happy colors in the 70s. But to Walmart, the world's largest and most controversial retailer, it represents big money and a legal battle it fully intends to win. Walmart has long since adapted the smiley face, its familiar yellow balloon incarnation, its unofficial logo. Of course, they'd find one that was free, right? Of course, they would steal something from somebody else. Nobody has objected to what Walmart is using, but now Walmart wants to claim the smiley as its own property. Now, that wouldn't stop people from sticking the little yellow face in their email messages, but it would prevent other retailers from incorporating the smiley in their promotional materials. For example, there is a Frenchman by the name of Franklin Lufrone, who has been making a living from the commercial use of the smiley face since the 70s. His London-based company, Smiley World, collects royalties from the propagation of the original smiley and many of its offshoots, the Santa Claus smiley, the kissing smiley, and so on. The only place that he doesn't collect money from is America. When Mr. Lafrani applied for the U.S. trademarks in 1997, he was opposed by Walmart, which had just begun using the symbol exclusively, and they have been fighting ever since. And actually, in the next few weeks, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is going to make a decision. Mr. Lafrani runs a one-man operation. Does that sound like David and Goliath to you? Walmart wants to own it. Walmart is a multi-billion dollar giant that is, you know what Walmart has done. Mr. Lafrani claims that he invented the smiley in the wake of the 1968 riots in Paris in an attempt to put a positive spin on the tumultuous events shaking the Western world that year. 1968 was a huge year. Huge year. Now, Mr. Lafrani is not the only one to make such a claim. Harvey Ball, a Massachusetts graphic artist, claimed a few years ago that he came up with the smiley in 1963 as an upbeat symbol for disgruntled employees whose two insurance companies had merged. By the time he had thought to copyright its work, it had already been reproduced tens of millions of times, so it had passed into the public domain. He earned just $45 for the commission and not a penny since. Who do you think is going to win that battle? Walmart or the Frenchman? But it isn't just like Walmart. It's kind of like pharmaceutical companies that go out and patent a plant that grows natively in some country in Africa. And then all of a sudden they have the rights to the, to something that grows naturally. It's obscene. It's an obscenity. And trust me, just because they're saying that you'd still be able to send those little smileys on your emails now doesn't mean that at some point in time Walmart wouldn't start getting a cut off of those as well. Who do you think is going to win that battle? And I know that I suspect, let me just put it that way, I suspect that Walmart was ticked off when the frowny face was used in that movie against them. And they're like, we'll fix this. We'll make certain that nobody will be able to use this. And there wasn't anything they could do to stop them. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I talked a little bit about this in the last hour, and I want to share with you some more about this. Because it's a hurtful story. And we all know people out there like this. There's a story that came out of the New York Times about, this is a natural segue from talking about Walmart to talk about poor people. Because Walmart has done that to so many people out there, made them poor. Anaheim, California. The Abbots date their tailspin to a collapse in a demand for the aviation-related electronic parts that Stephen sold in better times. You see, Stephen used to earn $40,000 a year. But he lost his job in 2001. His unemployment didn't last very long. Because it last maybe a little bit over a year. So after he lost his $40,000 a year job, he and his wife and his son were evicted out of their apartment. So what did they do? They borrowed a motor home. They lived in eight months. No, they spent a year in a borrowed mobile home. They had to give that up. Then they went into a motel room with a kitchenette. Now, this is just so awful. The wife, who is now 51 years old, she's a diabetic, and because she couldn't get medical care, she lost all of her teeth, and she cannot afford to replace them. And she said, check this out, because I lost all my teeth, that means I can't even smile, so I can't even get a job at a checkout counter anywhere, because nobody wants to hire me because I have no teeth in my head. And the point of this story coming out of the New York Times is this, that there are tens of millions of people now living in a way, in a situation, in a manner that we've never lived before. There are tens of millions of people are now entering a group, you know, it's tragedy, a new group called the near poor. How's that? For a new title, the near poor. Someone right out of WashU, a sociologist, and he's also the author of a book, One Nation Underprivileged, Why American Poverty Affects Us All. He is quoted as saying, there is strong evidence that over the past 5 years, record numbers of lower income Americans find themselves in a more precarious economic position than at any time in recent memory. We live in such an economically insecure time. Check this out. For all groups except those that are 70 years old and older, the odds of a temporary spell of poverty doubled during the 90s. Check this out. 13% of Americans in their 40s in the 80s spent, only 13% of Americans in the 1980s spent a year living below the poverty line. And by 1996, 36% of people in their 40s spent at least 1 year living below the poverty. That's a stunning number. That's a stunning number. 36% of all Americans in their 40s during the 1990s spent at least 1 year not even living at the poverty level, but living below poverty. Below poverty. Now, we're not going to have the information coming out of the 2000s for a couple of years. But I think every one of us out there can raise our hand and say, in answer to the question, you think it's gotten better or worse? That's stunning. 36% of all Americans in their 40s in the 1990s spent at least a year living below the poverty level. People work in jobs without health insurance. Temporary jobs. Medicaid is offered to fewer and fewer adults. Cash welfare benefits are harder to secure, and their real value has eroded. And if you want to get a sense of what poverty is, what living below the poverty is numerically, poverty line. You are living below the poverty line if you make $19,157 a year for a family of four. For a family of four. How? That's just two grown-ups and two children. That's a dad and three kids. That's a mom and three kids. Do you hear me? People are living on $19,000 a year for a family of four. How do you live? How do you live? That's not even $2,000 a month for a family of four. Here's another story. Michelle Sauer, a year ago, she thought she was entering the middle class. She and her husband, a licensed electrician, owned a large mobile home. He was starting his own business. They had four babies. After her fourth baby, they said that they felt that, okay, she's going to stop working as a licensed, she's going to stop working and because she's a waitress. And she was going to be a stay-at-home mom. We were the ideal family, she said. Now she is collecting free food and diapers. Her life fell apart when her husband was arrested on theft charges linked to a recent drug addiction she said she didn't know anything about. Because of his record, he received a long prison sentence. Now she's 34 years old. She draws charity for goods. She's scrambling to support their four daughters, 16 months, 8, 9, and 15. At first, she went on welfare, earning $600 a month along with paid child care. After she resumed her, well, after she got, you know, she started working again, waitress. She works four nights shifts, 2 day shifts. She earns $1,300 a month. And when she earned $1,300 a month, that led to her welfare payment being cut to $300. She receives $200 worth of food stamps. It's awful. It's awful. Awful. In Orange County, 220,000 people receive food from 400 local charities. These are the near poor folks. These are the near poor folks. It's awful. It's just awful. What look like tourist motels along the beach boulevard are mostly filled by working families or single people who stay for months or years paying high weekly fees but unable to muster upfront money for apartment rental. Describing her last several years, the one man, 58 years old, he said he lived in motels. They lived in one for 8 months. You know how much they paid? $280 a week. $281 a week to live in a motel. He said, filled with screaming and fighting and the cops being called because people are in poverty. You're on the wake-up call, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I don't know what part of North St. Louis you live in, but you know what? In $19,000 a year, it must be white poverty for a four family household. Because if you go on Thrush or Emerson, I live on one of those streets, and you knock on the doors, you find whole families living off a grandmother with Social Security because no one can find a job. And they're living off like $8,000 a year.
I'm saying what the federal government guidelines.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm just talking with you. I'm not saying you're just quoting a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying they must be doing the statistic on white poverty. Black poverty is even worse, and you don't have to go to the far away. You can just walk around your neighborhood.
That's not what I'm saying at all, Kevin. The $19,000 number is the number set by the government as to what poverty is. And those are numbers based on 1950s calculations. I had a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, talking about how out of date the calculations of poverty are. This is based on figuring the way that they did in the 50s. So the number that the government says, okay, you're living in poverty, is if a family of four lives on less than $19,000 a year.
Okay. All right. And I understand what you're saying. The only point I was making that is, and you're right, if it's based on the 50s, it's even worse than I thought it was if they were basing it on the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Because I know it's people in my neighborhood that's living on a lot less than $19,000 a year and have more than four people in the household. Have a good day.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Give me a holler. I'll be back.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
The recent hailstorm may have caused damage to your roof. But beware, when these types of events happen, people called storm chasers appear out of the blue and offer to do the work, but then disappear with your money and only half do the job. Phil Person of Phil Person Roofing reminds you he will be here to serve you long after the storm chasers have come and gone. Person Roofing is a licensed and certified contractor specializing in roof replacements and repairs, and replaces from 200 to 400 roofs a year. Phil Person Roofing, in business 16 years, 361-7127. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dilla Allen Cohen, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Coyne, on the Gospel Soul Train, Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
For the issues that matter most to you,
It's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 till 5 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
You knew her as the brave little girl stricken with cancer and inspired by an idea.
Alex is a myth and was started by a kid. The kid was Alex. She was my sister.
Before illness claimed her life, Alex's lemonade stand raised nearly $1 million for childhood cancer. Now her brothers have carried on with new goals in sight.
The reason it's important to reach their goal is because it was set by Alex right before she died.
Help Alex's dream live on. Visit alexslemonade.org and help beat childhood cancer one cup at a time.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Get to me. William, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. You sound beautiful.
Thank you.
Hope you never leave us.
All right.
Hope they know that you're the backbone of WGNU.
Now.
Now, the opium fields have been secured by Bush, and now we're getting plenty of it on the streets here.
Mm.
How do you like that?
Are you talking about what's going on in Afghanistan?
Right, they're mm-hmm. getting opium over here, heroin, finer grades of heroin. So,
Well, it's almost like you have to just take a scorecard to deal with the issues. There's a famous question that is, or familiar question that is asked when politicians run for, when people run for election or politicians run for re-election. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever the term is? And the question is are we better off 6 years after George Bush?
No.
Who can say yes?
No, things are getting worse.
Who can say yes?
Poverty, you're talking about it. There's no color lines. It's across the board. There's people living on 8,000. It doesn't matter what color they are. They're all over, and you don't hear much about it. But we let the illegals keep coming, and we're going to have a third world country soon.
Well, what do you mean when you say a third world country? What does that mean?
That's going to be a lawlessness.
So you think that people coming from England or Ireland that are undocumented workers, they bring lawlessness with them?
Right. It's,
how does that
things,
work?
Things get more scarce. The resources.
So and, you said people are Americans are fighting over jobs to work in the fields and pick tomatoes?
Oh, they're going to have machinery for that kind of job.
No, no, they don't. Well, they don't right now. So the people that are picking the tomatoes in the fields or doing the hand picking that no machine has been created to do yet are often people that come from other countries and don't have their documentation to be a citizen or the process to be a citizen in this country. American citizens are not fighting over those jobs because they're so low, they're such
right.
low-paid jobs. So how are those people bringing lawlessness to the United States?
Okay, they don't make enough money to survive on that job alone, so then they have to use food stamps, housing, things that our people would usually need.
Well, actually, I mean, there haven't been any studies that I have seen that undocumented workers that come here to the United States are overwhelming or putting out American citizens that were born here in this country. People aren't fighting over public housing because public housing requires certain types of documentation. You can't get into public housing without having certain types of documentation. The people that are citizens are not fighting with undocumented workers for that. I don't know, William. It just is. I think it's unfair, and I think it is inaccurate to point to people that are largely coming here to work in jobs that the reason why many Americans don't work in those jobs is because workers couldn't get away with paying American citizens that type of money, because you can threaten an undocumented worker that I'm going to call INS to get them to shut up and not and take the poor salary that you're paying them, or shut up and not talk about all of the OSHA requirements that you're not adhering to. You can threaten an undocumented worker in a way that you can't threaten an American citizen. So the people, if we are going to be angry at anybody, if we're going to point the finger at anybody, it would have to be at the businesses, far too many businesses that are taking advantage of people that come here to work.
Right, and I'm sure they're going to crack down on them one of these days.
Well, but that's where the anger should be directed. I'm not mad. People that come to our country to work, I'm not mad at them because I'm certain that your people came here as a result of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that somewhere along the line, all of your family wasn't documented the way that they needed to be documented. And I'm certain that 90% of people that have been born in this country, with the exception of people of African descent, because we didn't come here. We didn't ask to come here. We were stolen and brought here. But everybody came from immigrant workers, with the exception of people of African descent. So it's fascinating to me to hear people who got here that way complain about other people, another generation of people that are doing it the same way that your people did it.
Well, Liz, you have a fine day.
William, thank you for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. T.A., good morning. Good morning. Peter, good morning.
You know, I agree with you on that last exchange you had with the other caller.
Mm-hmm. William. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, you know, now that statistics about the cost of living, what year was that report?
That's this year. That's the number that they're using this year.
And they've been using that same calculation since when?
1950s. The number that the poverty line in 2004 is set at $19,157 a year for a family of four.
And what are they saying also that it was $19,000 in 1950s also?
When they calculate those dollars.
Well, you know, that's kind of strange because I remember in commercial construction, in one of the craft back in the 1960s, that the hourly wage was around $5 an hour, $5.62, and if you tabulate that by, you know, the normal hours that you would work, which would be about 2,080, that comes up to about $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And those were good jobs at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where they're coming up with those type of figures, how they arriving at it, and $19,000 a day is just totally ridiculous.
$19,000 a year.
A year, that is.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
And one other thing, you mentioned too about there's some companies that go into Africa and try to patent indigenous plants that's been grown there for thousands. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I can think of one. It's called a tempeh berry, which is about 1,000 times as sweet as sugar. And it's grown in the South African area. And these companies come in and try to tell these people that they can no longer grow this plant unless they have to pay a royalty or get
permission. Isn't that something?
And the same thing you see, too. For instance, like you got some companies that would name a star for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's tribes and other indigenous people who have had names for those stars that go back before they ever was in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So how can a person have the audacity to, you know, just steal somebody's stuff?
Well, just the same insanity of coming to this country and planting a flag on it and saying it's mine. You know, it's just, and the native people said, well, that's not my country. Well, do you have a flag?
Yeah,
well, if you don't have a flag, then it's not your country.
Conversation, they look at you and they want to kind of ignore and just go right on past that.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. There's a new book coming out. It's called Unseen America. Images of Hidden America, a group of low-paid Americans, many of them undocumented immigrants. They were given cameras and photography classes, and they were asked to capture their lives. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And it's an amazing book. It's 200 pages of photographs in black and white, and it's a four-year project put together by Bread and Roses. So they have all kinds of undocumented workers in it. Polish asbestos removal crews, Filipino care workers, garment and restaurant workers from China, shop clerks, homeless men, migrant workers, janitors, doormen, students. Some pages of the books are images taken by Native Americans on reservations in South Dakota. What do they call them? Unseen America. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We're going to be back.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of a hill on that ladder of success.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Amy Cammy.
And I'm Anita Green.
Join us every Tuesday morning at 11 for Awaken to Yourself.
It's the show where you'll discover ways to take care of your body, experience your feelings,
relax your mind, embrace your dreams, and do what you love. If you're at work, listen online at WGNU.net.
You won't want to miss it.
Awaken to Yourself, Tuesdays at 11.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNU Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with a reminder to you. Our school board meeting for the St. Louis Public Schools is Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at Car Lane School. Our obligation did not end on the day that we voted. We must all attend our school board meeting, 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Car Lane. I'll see you there.
Liz, what are we going to be talking about Wednesday morning on the award-winning Wake Up Call?
Consider this. Amongst all of the voices that we heard last week clamoring for immigrants to go back home, why didn't we hear any voices mentioning any baseball players? We need to talk about this. So, David Zirin is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call on Wednesday morning at 8. Don't miss this show. David Zirin, sports columnist, talking about a day without Pujols or a day without immigration. You pick.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Mexico City. Industry analysts say oil production in Mexico appears to have peaked and is now on the decline. The Mexican government relies heavily on oil revenue, and there's a forecast now of tough economic times in the not-too-distant future. This helps to explain why government officials are doing all they can to make sure the United States does not develop a tough stand on immigration. The Cantarell oil field in the Gulf of Mexico produces about 2 million barrels of oil a day and is the bedrock of Mexican oil production. But the government-run oil company, Pemex, is now seeking to replace the output from the Cantarell because it reached its peak last year and the output is expected to decline by a third in just 2 years. An internal Pemex memo says the offshore oil field is being eroded because water and gas have started to seep into the deposit. But President Vicente Fox recently announced that a new deep water oil field has been located that has the potential for 10 billion barrels of crude. Mexico is the biggest oil producer in Latin America and is even ahead of Venezuela and Brazil. And half of the oil it produces gets shipped to the United States. But it's going to take an investment of nearly $20 billion a year to develop this new field, and that's likely to be more than Pemex can handle by itself. Any decline in oil revenues will leave the country with less money for domestic problems and will undoubtedly cause more Mexican citizens to migrate north to the U.S. to try and improve their economic standing. Recent polls indicate most Mexicans are not happy with the economic climate in their own country and that most of them think President Vicente Fox has failed to deliver on most of the promises he made when he ran for election about 6 years ago. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Here's Liz Brown with some great information about one of the outstanding guests coming up this week on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Danny Glover will be in the studio to join me and Jamala Rogers as we talk about the case of Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. You don't want to miss this. This Thursday at 8 a.m., Danny Glover live in the studio. Be there.
Hi, this is Herb Steck. I'm the host of The West Wing, right here on WGNU Radio. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., covering politics here in St. Louis, across the state, in the Capitol in Jeff City, and on the national level. Call in with your questions, your comments. Drop us an email, WGNU@hotmail.com. We'll be happy to talk about any political subject you want to talk about on Wednesday nights, right here on The West Wing with Herb Steck.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Liz.
Yes, Clark. Good morning.
Liz, when I look at America, I see the word in bold, stolen America. I dare the American citizens to complain about immigration, illegal immigrants. This is truly a stolen America. If it was not for the immigrants, illegal immigrants, you know what would happen in this nation? Food is number one, along with a place to stay. The whole food industry was shut down if it wasn't for the immigrants who live in this country.
Thanks for your call, Clark.
Liz.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm going to share my thoughts. Thanks for that. 454-0400 is my phone number. It is just, it's a fascinating psychological experience. It's a fascinating sociological experience to listen to people get angry, American citizens to get angry about undocumented workers. It's fascinating as a country that says, give me, you're tired, you're poor. Doesn't say anything on the word legal on there. It says, bring them all to me. I don't think that anybody is an illegal human being. I think that there are people that are undocumented workers. I think that we are a country that can absorb these workers. I believe that there is to be a process for people that have worked hard, played by the rules, contributed financially to the wealth of this country, to be rewarded. I think that good deeds should be rewarded. And it is again, it's a fascinating place to be, to listen to people who come from people who were undocumented. Have generations of people that were undocumented. Nobody who came to America was documented voluntarily, was documented. And when you break it down into the individual persons, you will find, I mean, there are, if we're gonna base American citizenship on good behavior, then Ken Lay should be living in some other country other than this one. Richard Nixon should have been put on a boat somewhere. You know, and don't get me started about all of these red, white, and bluers out here that don't even know the words to the national anthem and are demanding that the anthem be sung in English. You don't even know the words to the whole song, let alone if I quizzed you on what the words meant. What's a rampart? What is that? You know? And then let me test for every person that is undocumented here and trying to get their citizenship. I defy you to learn to speak another language in a year. I defy any American to figure out to learn to speak another language. You try doing that and see if you don't deserve some sort of award. And I defy 90% of Americans out here to take the test right now. You've been living in America your whole life. I defy you to take the test that undocumented folks have to test in order to take in order to be a citizen. I defy you to take the test and pass it. And I'll even lower it down to a D. Bet you couldn't pass it. It's an astonishing place to be, to hear all of these red, white, and bluers out here talk about their country, talk about undocumented people, when everybody, with the exception of people of African descent, you all came here undocumented. You're all descendants of undocumented folks. What's the reason now? Well, what's the reason now? Everybody tripping on it. I think we all know. My name is Liz Brown. Do not forget the board meeting tonight, school board meeting tonight on Jefferson at 7 o'clock. Be there, be there, be there. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay strong.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.